AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After rejecting a bipartisan plan struck by congressional leaders, President-elect Trump threw his support behind a new bill to fund the government, lift the debt ceiling, and avoid a government shutdown. Representative Marcus Molinaro announced the final tally in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 174, the nays are 235, one voting present, two-thirds not being in the affirmative, the rules are not suspended, and the bill is not passed.
Congressman Chip Roy, among Republicans who didn't like the measure, saying raising the debt ceiling is destroying the republic.
That's what's going to happen right here by Republicans, increasing the debt $5 trillion. And what are you doing in the same bill? $110 billion unpaid for.
House Speaker Mike Johnson appears determined to try again before Friday's midnight deadline. In the Middle East, Israeli airstrikes hit two schools sheltering displaced Palestinians in Gaza City. A health ministry official says at least 17 killed, including five children. Israel says Hamas operated command centers inside the shelters, but provided no evidence. Meantime, Sagar Magani reports there are a lot more U.S. troops in Syria than previously disclosed.
The U.S. had been saying there was no change to force numbers in Syria amid the Assad regime's fall, insisting 900 troops were there. Now,
there are approximately 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria.
Major General Pat Ryder says it's a temporary boost to help U.S. operations against the Islamic State group. How long have they been there?
It would probably be fair to say at a minimum months.
The revelation comes weeks before Donald Trump's return here to the White House. He tried to withdraw U.S. forces from Syria during his first term and says he does not back more getting involved there. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The economy grew at a 3.1% annual pace in the third quarter. Home sales were up 4.8% last month and jobless claims down last week. This is AP News. French President Emmanuel Macron's visited the Indian Ocean island of Mayotte to survey destruction left by Cyclone Chido. He pledged more help was on the way, but Charles Deledesma reports there's some anger.
About 500 displaced people are sheltering in a school in Mayotte, lying on the floor with little access to food or water. Clothes are scattered across the lobby, babies sleep on mattresses in the hallway, and young children try to entertain themselves with games while others mourn the loss of loved ones. Displaced resident Abdul Humadou tells the AP, I want to know from the state, is it like this in all French regions, or is it just in Mayotte that they've abandoned the island? He adds, Mayotte doesn't necessarily need your presence, meaning French President Emmanuel Macron, but what our island does need is your help, your support. People in the school say the president's visit angers some. The money spent on travelling should, they say, have been used elsewhere. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.